welcome to the Retro Gaming Dads podcast. This week we're going to be looking at The Immortal as part of our Retro Game Club. So, first of all, I'd like to apologise for putting both Phil and Anthony through the... No, who am I joking? I'm not apologising at all. It's quite funny. So, this month we've been playing The Immortal. For those that don't know, it's a action-adventure role-playing game originally released on the Amiga and then brought across to the Mega Drive and the NES. We've all been playing the Mega Drive version and we've all pretty much lost the will to live. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, that sounds pretty fair to me.
Yes, I mean, it is a fair assessment.
I was live streaming as well, some of the attempts while I was playing
it. And it was enjoyable.
Yes, yeah. Phil live streaming, playing The Immortal and just dying inside has been the absolute highlight of this whole miserable experience.
It was, especially when I got a phone call from Barry laughing his head off saying, have you watched this? Please watch this now. And I jumped straight on to watch.
They're on YouTube. Feel free to check.
But, you know, it is a painful experience. I don't really know how to start with that. I thought you were being genuine at the start when you said you were sorry. But we all know how much of a lie that was going to be. Not going to sugarcoat that at all.
I feel a little bit bad. Only a little bit.
Only because you had to play it as well.
Oh, yeah. Good point. In that case, I feel really, really sorry from the bottom of my cold, dead heart.
The thing is, though, at least you got just about all the way to the end, though, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even get off the second level.
Well, I got up to the last boss, and now this game is so cryptic that you can pick something up in one stage, use it, and it can potentially make the whole game uncompletable. So I don't even know if I went into the last boss with the correct items. And as soon as I went in, it's... Do you mind if I spoil this game for you, or you still go complete it yourself?
I'm never playing this game again. Feel free to spoil away.
I've gotten to a point where I can't bring myself to play anymore. So please do.
I think we're all at that point. So I got to the end, yes, and there's a dragon. You literally drop it into this cave with a dragon. And before I even had a chance to realize what was going on, it breathes fire. I'm dead. Like, I don't know if I can move. I've gone into my inventory and used a few items. I think there's a spell that makes you kind of like teleport, but you stay on the spot. You kind of like blink out of existence for a split second. I think you've got to time it with the dragon's attacks. But sometimes it'll go to breathe fire and it'll do like a fake out and then it'll breathe fire. But you've already used your spell. And as far as I'm aware, I think you've got to hit every single one perfectly. So five or six attempts with the spell, and it does it five or six times from what I can tell.
Flipping it.
No.
No, yeah, it's
just
not
no.
Fun.
I mean, where I got stuck, I suppose, where I lost the will to play the game any further.
Title screen.
Again, feel free. Well, yeah, there is that. You know what? I am actually in the midst of us berating how terrible a game it is. I'm going to say one thing vaguely positive about it.
Oh, go on, please.
The title music somewhat reminds me of the music from Shadow of the Beast.
No, the music is going to give me nightmares. I don't ever want to hear the music again.
Kind of see where you're coming from. It's as if someone got like the first 2 seconds of the music, took out the backing track and was playing it off key and then repeated it for the all eternity.
I'm not saying it's good. Like I said, vaguely positive, because the Shadow of the Beast music is amazing.
Right, should we get all the positives out of the way now? Because let's face facts, it's not going to take long.
Yeah.
Right. What I will say is, for a game released in 1991, some of the animations, especially the fatalities that you do on the enemies, are well animated.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, the combat is interesting, if clunky.
The combat I did not get, and I think it took me a couple of weeks, and then it took Barry telling me how to do it for me to actually realize how to fight.
If you watch me playing it, which like I said is on YouTube, you actually see my head moving with it.
Yeah, the combat, I think once you get to grips with it, the first couple of enemies, you're like, oh yeah, this is good. You know, duck and weave, wait for them to tire and then attack back. But by the time you've done the first or second stage, it's just so boring.
Oh, God, yeah.
Very repetitive.
This is what I mean when I say that the idea behind the combat is it's an okay idea. I can see where they were going with it. It is just...
It does remind me of like a really primitive boxing game in the way it's
way
it plays. So you can duck left and right to dodge the attacks, and then you can slash left and right, or you can thrust. So just getting the right combinations and like a bit of a
rhythm.
A bit of a rhythm going really helps.
Yeah, if you don't have the rhythm, then you're going to get stuffed.
I'll be honest, later on, though, I was just avoiding most of the enemies, and every time I picked up a fireball spell, I was just using that to kill them out of battle.
All right.
I can appreciate that, because... Yeah.
Well, I have just gone through and had the pleasure of the magic carpet.
We're talking about positives at the minute, Anthony. Positives.
No, I think we're done with the positives.
Right, okay. Let the berating continue.
It was an interesting mechanic to put into it, but every single time you tried to move, every direction made you go faster and faster until you bounce over a place and just get hit by fire and died.
Yeah, so the controls on the game, they're extremely clunky.
Yeah.
And that magic carpet bit is... absolutely no exception. There's another part like that later on, but you're actually sitting on a barrel in a river with a current while these tentacles are coming up to kill you.
What it feels like, now, this is probably my own experience more than probably what you two have on this. Dungeons and Dragons, when you have a particularly sadistic dungeon master who is determined that your character is going to die.
Yes, but you've got to think, if you do that, surely you have a chance of surviving by rolling a dice?
It depends how sadistic your GM is, but yeah.
No, this game, you literally game will walk onto a part of the floor and the game's like, that's wrong piece that. Sorry, game over.
But this is what I mean. It
feels like it's been designed by that whole DM that is just out to kill and annoy people and troll people.
Yeah, especially the first level. It does feel like it just trolls you.
Yeah, I mean, were you the pits, the amount of times I stepped into those bloody pits, even when I knew they were there, I'd still step into the pits.
And then later on, there's one where spears come straight up. At least the pits you can actually escape from. The spears, they'll just kill you outright.
You can escape from the pits?
Yes.
You can by chance. Again, this game relies a lot on chance, I feel. Where
I don't think it's chance. I just don't
chance
quite...
you could make it through, but most likely you won't. Or the magic carpet ride. You know, if you press one key, it could either send you straight into the fire or you might be able to get past it. It's kind of, there's no rhyme or rhythm to it sometimes. And that's what I find difficult about it.
Yeah, I just feel it's a mixture of really arbitrary like solutions to the puzzles. Like one of them is you've got to run 3 times clockwise around a rune on the floor. Except...
yeah.
I must have ran around it at least 6 or 7 times because the controls are only 8 directions. So I was cutting parts of it off or overrunning it. I'm not sure which, but it wasn't counting as doing three complete circuits around it.
I just did like a big square.
Maybe that was my issue. I was running within the rune, the circular rune. So maybe I
did it like a square on the outside completely.
That's not even the worst of it. Like, you've got some puzzles where kind of makes sense. You get an amulet that says it's quite shiny. You shine it to the light and it reflects the beam. That kind of makes sense. But you think, oh, there's runes on it to read. Yeah, you died.
Yeah, that's the thing. It literally goes, do you want to inspect this item? And you go, yeah, of course I do. See what it is. And it kills you. It's like...
Oh, that's the same as quite a few items as well, isn't it?
The bait. You need to use that later on in one very specific location. If you use it in the wrong location, you're dead.
Same with the spores, but even if you use the spores in the right location, you're dead. Or you use the spores in the right location, then the enemies that you're going to actually kill with the spores attack you and you need to kill them anyway. And then before you escape the room, you're dead. Again, watch my videos to see that happen.
Stop shilling your YouTube channel, therefore. Literally, though, this game, every single mistake will kill you, yeah. Something as little as... I don't know if any of you done it this time, but the first time I played the game, I found out the hard way. You was just saying that you use the amulet to shine a light, which reveals the exit to the first stage. The first time I'd done that, I just walked over it, but came from the side rather than the front, and I fell down and died.
I did not realise that.
Oh, down a ladder.
If you do not approach it from the ladder side, you approach it from any of the other four sides, you will fall down and die.
However, I found out that even though I approached it from the ladder side, because I didn't go directly onto the ladder, I still fell down and died. You have to go directly onto the ladder.
See, I never had that misfortune. But I did have the misfortune of playing this game.
Yes, misfortune is a nice word.
I think the biggest thing that I was shocked, though, to learn about this game is just how well received it was at the time.
Yes, at the time it came out, it actually got relatively decent reviews. So if you just bear me a second, I'll tell you some of them.
I would like to hear from some of the people who have rated it so high, is my question.
Well, CVG, Computer and Video Games, a magazine that I used to get when I was younger, and I think you did as well, Phil?
Yeah, I remember that one. I do remember getting that one.
They gave it 4 out of 5, and they were very positive about the graphics and control scheme. Sorry, my mistake. They give it 93%.
See, I can somewhat understand, of the time, the graphics, as you say, with the fatalities and the like that come across. I can understand why they might praise that aspect of it. The controls, though, what were they smoking?
I can't even say for the time, though.
I'm trying to defend it somewhat here.
The graphics are okay. The animations, they've put more effort into the death animations than anything else.
Yeah.
They have.
Like, I don't know if either you two saw it, but they really, really put a lot of detail into the wizard's backside as he's weaving left and right. That's all I could say.
I ever thought to look at that.
I know you're not going to play the game again, but go back and watch, like, let's chill for it again. Go and watch Phil's Let's Play of it. Well, Let's Play is a very loose term there.
It really is.
Let's die, think of it.
Let's get very frustrated with this game.
Just watch. It looks less and less like you're ducking and weaving out of the way of enemies, and instead you're really bad at twerking. These hips don't lie.
What I want to know is, what drove you to look at it?
Because it's all you can see on your screen when you're trying to dodge enemy attacks. Because the thing is, you don't even have to watch the enemies. You do just get into a rhythm. Left, right, left, right. Left, right, left, right. A minute later, okay, he's tired now. Slash, left, right, left, right. It's just boring. Yeah. And the battle system doesn't evolve any further than that.
Yeah.
It's not like later on you get like new skills or weapon. But you do get a new weapon, but it doesn't change it at all.
No, it said that you feel more agile. I didn't even feel like I was attacking faster.
I didn't feel like it made a single bit of difference at all. No. But like you get the fireballs. But you've only got so many tubes.
Yeah, but that doesn't change the combat, yes. really. That's just an item you
that,
use.
That
to...
just avoids the combat.
Yeah.
They know it's bad that before you've even got into your first battle, they give you an item that will allow you to skip a battle.
The thing I will say, though, is these people that were reviewing the game at the time and giving it, like, high 90s, did they play any of the other RPGs at the time? You know, like Shining Force, Shining in the Darkness, Phantasy Star.
Maybe they had a sheltered life.
Not even just comparing it to other RPGs, just other games.
Well, yeah.
One thing that I came across, an item in the game, and Barry, we spoke about this before, was you got an item which was a ring that turned you into a goblin.
Yeah.
Nice little bit of ring. I thought,
protein
great,
ring, was
it
called?
Yes, called protein for some bizarre reason. And there's no point in it. If you've done the right thing and saved the Goblin King, goblins no longer attack you whatsoever.
Yeah.
So I don't see the point in this ring at all.
It's almost like it's the rest of the game just trolling you because the whole game is just a big troll.
Pretty much.
What a useless item. I thought, oh yeah, cool. I can disguise myself as a goblin. I walked into a room. The Goblin King goes, you're an imposter, killed me. I was like, what's the point of this living ring then?
So it's been about 25 years since I last played this game. Mm. And I must admit, before I started playing it for this, I was thinking, was I just harsh on it? Is it because it's a setting that I don't like? As a child, you know, other games I had on my Mega Drive were action platformers. Did it just not capture my interest when I was younger? To be honest, I hate it even more.
After seeing us play, you're glad it wasn't you.
Well, no, because the thing is, I'm the only one who got to near enough the end of the game.
I tried.
I got pretty far. I don't know how far I got, but
I think
you were roughly.
I almost died.
Half to two thirds, somewhere in that. That's another thing as well. I can remember the first stage really well. I can remember the last stage hating it. The middle of the game, it is just a blur to me. And it's not a long game. Like, with just through complete trial and error, I must have got through it within 2 hours.
So, going back to CVG.
Yes.
And how they used to rate games. Now, I remember one of the things that games back in the 90s used to get quite rated on, and that was replayability.
Yes.
What do people think about its replayability? Will, do you think this is a game that if you manage to slog all the way through and complete, never mind just how generally terrible it is, can you think of a reason why you want to go through back that hell again?
Well, no. The game is essentially a memorization game that doesn't change.
Unless by chance there is different ways to better figure out and make your way through the game, I don't see why there should be. Or why you would want to replay it, sorry.
Well, I can't think of any other way that you'd work through, say, the first level. You have to go through, get the amulet, use the amulet to open the pathway and go down the stairs. There's no other way down, surely.
Yeah, I did actually cheat. Well, not cheat, but because I couldn't be bothered doing the last boss, I did actually watch someone complete the last boss. You need that amulet for that boss as well.
A what?
Right, okay.
So the amulet you get at the very start.
So the amulet you get at the beginning of the game. Yeah. But again, I was watching someone and they accidentally read it while they were on the last boss, inspected it, and it killed them.
Oh.
Left out. It's that, it's you can do one thing wrong. I thought Dark Souls was a hard game, killing you constantly, but this is just does it for the troll. It just kind of goes, you want to see this? Are you dead?
Dark Souls isn't necessarily fair, but it's not completely unfair.
It's not down to luck.
If you've got the skills, you can, you know, what is it? I've seen someone run through the game with, what is it, a broken frying pan or something silly.
Yeah, there is a guy on YouTube that fought the hardest boss in the entire series on the hardest attempt you can, New Game Plus 7, I think it was, with not just the ladle, the broken ladle. And I highly recommend watching the video just to hear how much he curses and shouts and screams.
Probably almost as much as you play in this game.
Probably. Though he does it. He actually beats it. And that is going hell for leather to make it as difficult as you can possibly make it.
See, I reckon this game, though, you could get through it quickly without any deaths.
If you know what you're doing.
It's just a case of memorizing the game.
See, I don't know.
Going playing through it twice.
The problem is not how hard it is. It's just, it was no fun. I had no enjoyment out of it at all, except watching you play it.
See, that's it. Going back to Dark Souls, another game that is notoriously hard, while you can get frustrated at parts, the thing that I think people... I know I certainly enjoy Dark Souls for it. When you finally get past that point where you've been stuck, when you finally overcome that challenge, that sense of... That real sense of, you know, you've earned that.
Accomplishment.
Exactly, accomplishment. You've earned that win. You have earned to get past that boss. There is no point where I played through the Immortal and thought, you know what? I earned this. I feel good for getting past that.
Do you know what? I got the complete opposite. Every time I got a little bit further, I was like, oh, God, I don't want to see what it's going to throw at me next.
Yeah, it's the hesitation of what's coming up.
I don't want to see what's next. Because, like, the first stage is really trap-heavy. The second stage is pretty enemy-heavy. And it introduces a lot of enemies that kill you instantly.
Yeah.
Like, Anthony, did you come across the spiders?
No, I've got the worm in them, and it's eating me.
Right. So, the spider, there's one part where you've got to go into a gap in the wall, but there's two gaps. If you stand next to it too long, a spider comes out and kills you. If you go in the wrong one, a spider kills you. So, that's fun. But you actually fight it in the normal battle scene. It can hit you before you enter into that battle scene, though. With its webbing. If it does, you're dead. It instantly kills you.
Wow.
Well, I'm currently on one level. I don't know how or why or what, but you have to shrink yourself to go through a wall.
I was just about to say about that one.
No, I shrink myself, go through a wall. So yeah, you're fine. There's two trolls that want to attack you in the chest. And you have to wait to become unshrunk. You become unshrunk. You get damaged every 2 seconds by nothing. You just stood there, and it's just health bar gone, health bar.
Do you know they can kill you instantly as well? They can stand on you.
Yes, I know. I did realise that, because I stood there, and I got squished.
Yes.
But, you know, after I killed them both, there's nothing I could do. I literally had to wait there and die, and I could not figure out why. And Barry, if you know how, I'll be greatly appreciative if you tell me.
The other annoying thing, the Will-O-The-Wisps.
Yes. See, I didn't have an issue with them.
No.
Oh, they just, everywhere I went, they just follow me and follow me. Keep constantly chipping
they
away.
They followed me. I'm actually curious whether I just didn't notice they were taking health off me and just ignored them. I thought they were just following me.
No, they kept killing me constantly.
See, I figured out about the scroll.
See, I don't know if I used an item that made them friendly or, again, I just ignored them and just managed to do it without dying.
You know, there is a scroll that you use to turn them friendly, and I used that, which then saved me.
I must have used an item then. Because I remember when you were playing it, I thought it was an item that the vendor sold, but it turned out it was something different. That's the thing, the middle of the game is just a blur.
Yeah, the item the vendor sold, couldn't even buy it because I didn't have enough gold for it.
Well, if you talk to him again, he says, oh, actually, I'll sell it you for 60.
Oh, for 30.
See, that's just the game all over, though, isn't it? It just gives you no indication that that's what it's going to do.
No, not at all. Absolutely not at all. It's like this scroll. I had this scroll of charm. I was saving it because the guy that was really grumpy saying, no, you're not having my gem. I was going to charm him.
No, I think you used some sort of dust of...
Yeah, you throw some dust at him.
Yeah.
And he runs away and drops the gem. It's stuff like that where you... The items you do use in a specific way, in a specific place, but you have no idea how. It's just rhyme and reason and luck to be like, oh, it's this one. But then if you get it wrong...
You die.
Well,
you like need the item, otherwise...
Later on, instead of getting scrolls, you get books, which allow you to have multiple uses of spells. But I don't want to use them because I thought, well, if I use it here, maybe I actually need it for another point further on. So I kind of like got paralyzed by the fear of using any items because I might need them in the next stage or stage after that.
Unlike those potions in games that you pick up and you don't use the item because you might need it later. This, you really might actually need it later.
Yeah, I actually think that there's certain items that if you use in the wrong place, there are actually items that will kill you if you use them in the wrong place. But I think it could make the game either extremely difficult or potentially kind of like soft lock you from progressing further.
Yeah. So it sounds like we're pretty much in agreement of universally how terrible this experience was.
Yeah, I think we are.
Right, come on, let's give it score out of 10 then. Go on, you first, Phil.
One.
Anthony?
1.
Yeah, I'm not even going to give it 1.
I didn't want to say 0 or minus.
It's all right. I would have gone to negative 1. I don't care. It's still too good
we
for this
you
game.
You don't care. We know what you're like.
And would you recommend this game to others?
To people that don't like, yes.
I wouldn't even recommend it to the people I hate the most, even though I did.
Thank you so much for that.
Harsh. It's almost like I rented this game for him, and he just wanted some sort of form of revenge.
It's, in all fairness, it isn't revenge, it's redemption. I wanted to prove that this game was as bad as I made it out to be. And now, I don't know about you two, but this is still the worst game I've ever played. Not on a technical level. On a technical level, it works. On a design level, it's awful. But it's as a whole package, it's... I had no fun playing this game at all.
That's
why I want to play games, to have fun, to relax.
I can't think of a game that is worse. You're right, it is probably the worst game.
Yeah, I can think
I
of games
played.
That are mechanically worse.
Oh, no, I know what you mean. Yeah.
The only reason I played this game, not only just for the podcast, because I thought, how far can I go and how far am I willing to put myself through the pain and anguish? I mean, last night I actually played for about 3 hours straight of it. That was a feat in itself, I think.
I take my hat off to you.
Well, I'll be honest. The only reason I even played like an hour and a half, 2 hours that I did is because Xbox Live went down last night.
Yeah, it went down for like 5 hours, didn't it?
And I came home and thought, I'm on the last boss. It's only going to take 5 minutes. I'll just do it so I can say I've completed it for the podcast.
You were wrong.
I don't even respect this game enough to lie and tell you that I completed it.
Though I will say, there is one particular type of person that I can absolutely recommend this game to. Sadists who particularly hate themselves. And they just have to abuse themselves in some way. Is it only the type of person that I think might actually get some sort of form of enjoyment from it?
Honestly, I believe this game is developed by some military somewhere as a form of psychological warfare. That's the only reason I can think why it exists.
How can we torture people? We know. Let's put a game that makes them nervous of doing anything throughout the entire game.
I'll never talk. Oh, we have ways of making you talk. I'll never talk. Bring out the immortal. Okay, I'll give you the launch codes.
talking about redemption, after looking at the scores and it being rated very highly, I can now understand why I was told that, yeah, this game was scored really highly.
No, honestly, I very much doubt he ever looked at the reviews. He probably thought, I've paid £30 for this game and no one's ever rented it. And then you come along and go, oh, my mate wants an RPG. He's like, thank God. Get this game. It's really good. Let's face it, he looked one of the sketchy... Oh, just so people know what we're on about. This game was originally rented up by Phil for me for an entire week from a guy who turns up and rents video games out of the back of his estate car.
This is the 90s!
Yeah, this is the 90s. That was acceptable.
Was that at like 9 o'clock at night under a dimly lit street lamp sort of thing?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, it probably
wasn't. I mean,
far. It was probably like 7
more of a cul-de-sac. I was going to say it was more about 7 o'clock-ish. But yeah, it was absolutely a sketchy guy in the back of his estate car. Right. But thankfully, following on from this, the next game that we are going to be playing through, I have a feeling we're all going to somewhat enjoy a lot more.
Honestly, it could be any game after this. And by comparison, I'd enjoy it.
I mean, that's fair.
The reason I picked the next game was because not only that I haven't played it before, this particular game, but I've enjoyed other Zelda games. So I thought, why not play something that will hopefully interest us all and we'll all enjoy, especially after The Immortal.
So what game is it that you picked?
So I chose The Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past for the SNES.
Now, this is a game, again, that I've played multiple times, never completed.
There's a lot of games that you've played multiple times.
Yes, but in all fairness, though, again, like the games on the PlayStation that we were talking about last podcast.
Yeah.
I never owned a PlayStation. I never owned a Super Nintendo.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I mean, I never owned a Super Nintendo. Now, I don't think I've played A Link to the Past. I've completed and played through Link's Awakening.
That's the only Zelda game I've played to completion, as far as I'm aware.
Well, I think you borrowed my copy, didn't you?
No, I owned it.
Did you own it? Did I borrow your copy?
Maybe. Have you still got it?
I doubt it. But if I did have question. It, I doubt it. I'm looking forward to this one.
So am I.
Yeah. And especially this year with it being Zelda's 35th anniversary. So I suppose it's somewhat fitting.
Has Zelda been around for that long?
Yep.
Jeez.
So get to play one of the Super Nintendo's best games and celebrate 35 years of Zelda running around Hyrule, saving the princess.
You had to do it.
So we've got 4 weeks to get this completed now.
Oh, Anthony, you didn't even pick up on that.
I think that went right over Anthony's head, didn't it?
Yeah.
Unless Anthony actually thinks that Zelda is the main character.
Oh, no, flip it, Link. Flip it, no, I wasn't even paying attention.
And with that, I think that's all that we've got time for tonight.
And thank you for listening. And if you do want to go and torture yourself some more, you can actually pick up The Immortal on the Nintendo Switch eShop. However,
yay.
Don't. Just don't.